Heavenly Father, we praise you for loving kindness, and we pray that you'll nourish us from the food in your word. You are the true and living word, bread that came down from heaven, and we like to feed our spirits so that we can grow to be more like you. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Romans 13, verse 11 to 14, NLT. This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. The letter to the Roman Christians was written in 1st century AD, and it's been 2,000 years since then, but the truth is just as urgent then as it is now. In fact, it's more urgent now, because the coming of Jesus Christ is even closer. And besides that, we don't know when Jesus Christ is coming, but we do know that every person who is born on planet Earth is destined to die, unless you are alive at the time of Jesus' return, in which case you'll just translate without dying. But besides that one instance, the rest of humanity, the rest of the people, will die a physical death. Of course, we who are believers will not die a spiritual death, because we have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life due to the free salvation gift of Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2, it emphasizes the urgency. For God says, at just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Some people live their lives the way they want to, and they think, oh yeah, when I'm older and, you know, retired and something like that, then I'll think about God and, you know, in the meantime I'll just live any way I please. This is not a good idea, because we don't know when the days written in our book are up. We're encouraged again in Ephesians 5 verse 13 to 14, but their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So again, we are encouraged to catch a wake up and embark on that relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not too late until our heart stops beating, and then time for choosing is done. Then you just bear the consequences of the choice you made while living on planet Earth. If you chose Jesus, you chose life. If you chose the other side, you chose death. Jesus told a parable about this scenario in Luke 16, verse 19 to 31. Jesus said, there was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen, and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to sit beside Abraham at the heavenly banquet. The rich man also died and was buried, and he went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance with Lazarus at his side. The rich man shouted, Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames. But Abraham said to him, Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted and Lazarus had nothing. So now he is here being comforted and you are in anguish. And besides, there is a great chasm separating us. No one can cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there. Then the rich man said, Please, Father Abraham, at least send him to my father's home. For I have five brothers, and I want him to warn them, so they don't end up in this place of torment. But Abraham said, Moses and the prophets have warned them. Your brothers can read what they wrote. The rich man replied, No, Father Abraham. But if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will repent of their sins and turn to God. But Abraham said, If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't be persuaded even if someone rises from the dead. And so it's clear that while you are alive, you are entitled to choose. And one of my favorite scriptures in Deuteronomy, I'm not quoting it today, it just says, guess what the right answer is? Choose life. And we are the bearers of God's message of love and salvation to this hurting world. Jesus said in Luke 10 verse 16, then he said to the disciples, anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me, and anyone who rejects you is rejecting me, and anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me. And so we are ambassadors. It's not about us, it's not about you and me, it's about Jesus, it's about God, because that's who we are representing. Again, Jesus' words in Luke 10 verse 25 to 28. One day, an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question. Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replied, what does the law of Moses say? How do you read it? The man answered, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Right, Jesus told him. Do this and you will live. And so when you believe in Jesus, you obey the law of love. It's not human nature to obey the law of love. And so this obedience to the law of love is only possible with the help of the Holy Spirit, by His grace and His mercy. So the only law that still needs to be fulfilled on an ongoing basis is the law of love. The rest of the law and prophets, Jesus said He has fulfilled it. Jesus said as much in Matthew 5 verse 17. Don't misunderstand why I have come. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets. No, I came to accomplish their purpose. So His death on the cross, His resurrection and ascension accomplished all that was required by the law. That self-sacrifice that He did on the cross fulfilled all the law. Now our only law that we need to obey is the law of love, which Jesus gave us in John 13 verse 34. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. This is referred to in 2 John 1 verse 5, where it is no longer a new commandment. It is now from the beginning. The beginning of what? The beginning of Jesus' life here on earth and His teaching to His disciples. So 2 John 1 verse 5 says, I am writing to remind you, dear friends, that we should love one another. This is not a new commandment, but one we have had from the beginning. And so by the time this letter is written, that commandment is no longer the new commandment. It is the one that they have had, that we have had, since the beginning, which was basically Jesus' life on earth and His ministry. Hebrews 9 verse 24 to 28. For Christ did not enter into a holy place made with human hands, which was only a copy of the true one in heaven. He entered into heaven itself to appear now before God on our behalf. And He did not enter heaven to offer Himself again and again, like the high priest here on earth who enters the most holy place year after year with the blood of an animal. If that had been necessary, Christ would have had to die again and again, ever since the world began. But now, once for all time, He has appeared at the end of the age to remove sin by His own death as a sacrifice. And just as each person is destined to die once and after that comes judgment, so also Christ was offered once for all time as a sacrifice to take away the sins of many people. He will come again, not to deal with our sins, but to bring salvation to all who are eagerly waiting for Him. So I encourage you to be one of those that are eagerly waiting for Him, that are not fearing judgment, because that judgment, we will automatically get that stamp of approval, if you could talk it that way, because Jesus makes us righteous. That's why we can approach the throne with boldness. There is nothing we can do to make ourselves more saved, that we can ensure that we are going to heaven. Jesus has done it all. All we need to do is follow Him, love Him, obey Him, and we are fulfilling that new law of love, which isn't new anymore. It's been going for a while now. So I encourage you to live, love, and shine your light.